Aboyne. Attracting hundreds of onlookers, the County of Wellington officially launched its new Indigenous Gathering Circle by planting 5 birch trees at Wellington Place Wednesday. Using $250,000 of federal money, the Gathering Circle will provide a space to grow native plant species like tobacco, wood poppies, and elderberries for use as medicine, as well as a pavilion for passers-by to enjoy the space. The ceremony began with Centre Wellington's new land acknowledgement before the Master of Ceremonies and County Councillor Mary Lloyd shared her thoughts. "Something like this doesn't happen overnight," said Lloyd. "I know going forward it's going to be a rich learning experience for myself, and I hope that you all feel that way." Chair of the Indigenous Advisory Committee, IAC, Colleen Brunel, came up with the idea for the Gathering Circle when she was visiting a reserve on Manitoulin Island a few summers ago. "I came across a community garden with a sign that read, 'To plant a garden is to have hope for the future.' It really stuck with me and rang truth in my ears," said Brunel. "When one plants a garden, you expect to be present later to tend it, to harvest it, and to come together to accomplish these things." During the ceremony, all Indigenous people were invited to play drums or sing along, with moments open to sharing personal stories and gratitude. "I remind you all that as Indigenous people live, work, and play here, Wellington County is our home," said Brunel. "What you see here over my shoulder, and a few of you have already gone over to have a look, is the county's response to a small request, for a few tobacco plants, so be careful what you wish for." Sharing that she felt super nervous, but also excited, Brunel also took the time to explain the significance of the ceremony happening before the trees were planted. "It was important for us to hold a ceremony today before roots found their way back into the Gathering Circle. We wanted to make sure the roots were respected and our ancestors were present moving forward," said Brunel. "By today's attendance, my heart is full. Your support and appreciation for this means more to us than you'll ever know. It gives me so much hope." Amber Holmes, one attending member of the IAC, performed a smudging ceremony by burning tobacco, sage, and cedar. "I know it doesn't look like much right now, but the Gathering Circle will be a land for medicine," said Holmes. "I don't mean the kind of medicine you get in a bottle or syringe. For us, medicine is anything that restores balance to our whole selves." In addition to plants, 3 ceremonial stones are placed in the middle of the circle's gravel pathway. These are meant to represent the Inuit living in Centre Wellington. "Everything planted at the Gathering Circle will have medicinal value, but it's also the space for gathering, praying, singing, and healing through ceremony," said Holmes. "Something as simple as a birch tree can be medicine if you have the teachings and understand what it is you are looking for." Diane Kilby, a senator on the Grand River Métis Council, was in charge of the water ceremony, watering each birch tree with a mug of water from the Grand River. Indigenous onlookers were invited to water a tree during or after the ceremony. "The Creator has gifted us with everything that we need to live a good life," said Kilby. "Water gives us life from the beginning, it gives us life until we die, and the health of the water is dependent on all of us." After the ceremony, everyone was invited to try a rich spread of Indigenous food. Seniors were fed first as per Indigenous traditions. The fare included cedar tea, brown butter cookies, fried bread, and stews, as well as fresh fruit and jam. During the ceremony, Lloyd also read letters from Senator Rob Black, MP Philomena Tassi, and MP Michael Chong, who couldn't make the event but felt it prudent to acknowledge the Gathering Circle as a symbol of reconciliation in the community. "This new space represents more than just an attempt to bridge the gaps between Canada's people. It also is a fulfillment of a promise to learn and grow together," said Black. "I hope to learn at and in the new Gathering Circle in the near future." County Warden Andy Lennox said that while there's still lots of work to be done, this is a great place to start. "Through this Indigenous Gathering Circle, Wellington County is supporting reconciliation through action," said Lennox. "We're responding to an identified need for a culturally safe space for Indigenous healing, gathering, and learning." Mayor Sean Waters was proud to have been a part of facilitating a sacred space for Indigenous people in Centre Wellington. As you can appreciate, this is a very important day for Indigenous communities not just here but all over Ontario, said Waters. This is an awesome day and you make me very proud for coming out here to support this. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.